to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. During the 14th century, millions died from the Black Death. St. Michael's College professor of history George Dameron tells us more about this plague.
In 1347, a terrifying disease swept like a wildfire through Europe and reached as far north as the Arctic Circle. 4 years later, the population of Europe was diminished by at least one-third. Chroniclers spoke of a rapid, painful, and horrific death that claimed all age groups. Writers like Boccaccio described that disgusting boils or buboes the size of apples erupted out of armpits and groins of victims. Terrifyingly, this disease continued to stalk Europeans in a never-ending nightmare for centuries, reappearing periodically until its last outbreak in 1720. Most 14th-century writers, like the lawyer Gabriele de Musis, blamed the disease on human sin. It was God's punishment. The most knowledgeable scientists of the day, the medical faculty at the University of Paris, also concluded that the disease was airborne, caused by bad air that they called miasma. What do contemporary historians believe was the cause? Most scholars have believed that the Black Death was caused by an infection common among rodents, spread by fleas and caused by the bacterium Yersinia pestis. A minority of historians and scientists, however, have vigorously argued more recently that the plague was quite another disease altogether. In October of this year, the findings of two separate teams of European scientists have apparently ended the debate. The malady that swept the world in the middle of the 14th century was one of three global pandemics caused by the bacterium Yersinia pestis, and it originated in China. More lethal, however, was the 1918 influenza outbreak that claimed as many as 60 million victims worldwide. Our species has survived these lethal blows from nature for the past 1,500 years, but each of them reminds us that we remain highly vulnerable to killers that can strike suddenly and without mercy.
That was George Dameron of St. Michael's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.